Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and if you drink enough beer, you are short.
I'm Mike.
Can't believe you did it.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
And we're the Drunk Guys, and this week we are reading You Are a Shark by Edward Packard. I'm starting with a beer.
Whatever the reverse of an autobiography is.
So, this book's called You Are a Shark, which we'll get to that. But this works a couple ways. This is a beer from Alternate Ending, and it's called Ooh. Tuna's Revenge. Suck a dick, sharks. And this is a barrel-aged imperial stout and porter blend, but it's only 8.5% alcohol, so I don't know how they get off pretending that's that. But yeah, the name was just too perfect. Oh my God, that is a lot of something in there. What the fuck is that? Some freshly ground nutmeg and Vietnamese cinnamon.
It's the tuna.
And tuna, yeah. The Japanese men just line up for this beer. Oh, so good. Holy shit, that smells like a Pensley spice shop just nutted in my face. It nutmegged. Oh, this is horrifying. I can't even drink it. Oh my God. Well, those things are there.
Revenge is in the name.
And you know what? I hope the tunas go extinct. Holy fuck, this is wildly bad. I would like to turn to a different page and drink a different beer. This is not enjoyable.
So guys, why are we doing this again?
It's short books for the month because it's a long book at the end, and this month it's Choose Your Own Adventures. That's what's happening. We've chosen our own adventures, and
ironically, the patrons chose for us to choose these adventures.
They chose for us to choose, double choosing, pro-choice.
All right, and why did we pick this one, Jimmy? I think you because the name is fucking stupid. This one.
It's the dumbest title.
It's called "You Are a Shark." I was like, we're not going to not read "You Are a Shark."
Yeah, a lot of them have, you know, kind of vaguely lame 80s fantasy titles like, oh, the Cave of Time, the Knight's Castle, the Mystery of the Sphinx. You are a shark.
Like, not even like, you know, Plundering the Deep or, you know, the Magic Shark. It's like, you are a shark. Like,
no,
okay.
You are.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, guy.
Who told you that? Who said that?
How did you know?
So, when I came time for me to pick my book, I was so jealous because, like, this is the stupidest title. And there were so many more. They're like, you are an alien. Like, you are.
Are there? Oh, God.
There's a whole bunch. And I was like, content I would be lame to copy that.
We've got a lot of long books left.
That was very jelly of You Are a Shark. It's very, very good. So tell us, Jimmy, what happened in your adventure?
Well, we all had the same beginning, which was you go to a magic place and a monk is like, you have to live as an animal now. And I'm just like, okay, I guess the mushrooms are kicking in. And so the first choice he gives you is you have to be Lord of the Air, Lord of the Land, or Lord of the Deep, Lord of the Sea. And I was like, it's called You Are a Shark, so I'm going to pick Lord of the Sea.
That's also what I did.
Yeah.
Same reason.
Did you?
It's like,
I did not. No.
No.
So
defiant.
It was like You Are a Shark. So I'm like, I guess I'm doing that one. It's like, yeah. Wow, I found the ending really fast.
No.
But you're not a shark.
You're a whale.
Yeah, you're a whale.
You're a whale, and all other whales are dead except a few of you.
It's that Star Trek movie.
Yeah. This is the prequel to Star Trek 4, yes. And the whales are swimming around, and you're going, ooh, I'm a whale. And then there's an oil spill, and you flee into a dimensional vortex, and you become a human again. And you've experienced ego death, and the monk is like, try again, bitch.
Pretty much. And you're back. Aren't you back at the same page? Or is it a different
No, it's a different
page,
but it's the same place. He's like, oh, welcome back. You didn't do it good enough yet. Now you have to choose near people, among people, or far from people. I chose far from people, and I became an octopus.
Still, you are still not a shark.
Still not a shark. And then I took a nap inside of a bottle, and then I woke up, and the bottle was moving, and I said, I better get out of this bottle, and a fucking shark ate me.
But you said to the shark, oh, you are a shark. Is that how it works?
It's actually, you are a shark is the thing you scream before you die in this book. It would be funny if every ending was you getting eaten by a shark. Like, you are an accountant in Cleveland, and you get eaten by a shark on the way to the bus. So yeah, I died pretty quick, eaten by a shark, the titular character.
Oh, they didn't say if it was stacked. Nate, what happened to you?
Okay, so I started out. I went through it multiple times because I was also like this. This was clearly way
getting
more,
my money's worth.
Way more was happening and going on than just than in Cave of Time before I died. So I went through that, and I did the same thing where I was a whale, and then came back, and the monk dude was like, no, try again, and then I was the octopus.
Oh, Nate, we had all the same choices.
Then you die, and then I can't remember if I did that one first. I went back and tried all the different choices, and then so then I chose, you know, Lord of the Air.
Now you're a shark.
No, then you're an eagle.
That's what I chose. Or a eagle. Hawk. I chose eagle. Yeah, you become chose air. You're an eagle flying around, and it's like you hear yourself screaming. Is the first line. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, it's like every morning when I wake up,
I'm flying, and then you realize you are not falling. You are floating. And then there's this like beautiful picture of an eagle soaring majestically over America. And then you eat a tremendous amount of mice. Like there's just several pages where like turn to this other very not near you page, but there was no choices. You're like, turn to page 69, turn to page 78, see what happens over there. And you just keep looking for things to eat.
I guess that is most animals' lives, is find something to eat. Hope you don't die.
Hold on, I'm trying to find my choices because I didn't stay an eagle for this long. I fucked something up already. And I don't know how to get back to page one on the ebook. What happened when you were an eagle, Nate?
I mean, I went through multiple things. I ended up as a gazelle or a wildebeest at one point. And I can't even remember how I died in that one.
Probably eaten by a lion or a land shark.
And then at one point, I became a lion, which was like, cool. And then immediately you realize you're in a zoo, and it's not even a nice zoo. You're in a cage that's like 8 feet long. And then you hate it, and then it just says the end.
So I find out what I did wrong.
These things very rarely have good endings.
It depends on the story. Yeah. I mean, we picked especially dumb ones. I think there were good endings from what I remember as a kid. But as a bird, I flew around, and after I eat like mice and shit, they're like, you see a crab. Do you want to go eat that crab? And I was like, yeah, I do. So then I went and dove for the crab, and I ate crab for a while. And then eventually you're just a human again. The guy was like, you're doing well. The monk is like, those are some good choices, being an eagle eating
crab. Just chose to eat stuff.
And I said, and he says, well, thanks, you say surprised. Does that mean I can go now? And he goes, it means only that you're doing well. How did it feel when you changed from human to animal? And you reasonably say, it was confusing. And he's like, you should try again. And this is where you have a choice. Do you want to keep your human memory or give it up? And I was like, I'm going to go raw. Give it up. And then I became a mosquito and I was instantly swatted and killed.
Jesus. So would you have been a mosquito with the human memories and then still murdered?
And I don't think so. I stuck to the rules. I didn't look at other journey. I don't know what else could have happened. That would have been using my human memory. I gave up.
I went to one where you become an elephant, but then you can't find any water, and then you get shot by poachers, and then you die.
Yep. I think this book has like
then,
a theme.
But I actually found one where you escape. You have to go through multiple animals. It's like it was like at least three. And then you go back, and I think it might have been the same point where you were, Mike, but no, a different one. But it's like, would you like to go now, or would you like to try another animal? And you're like, I think I'm just going to go now. And then you do. And it's snowy, and the monk like literally shows you the way through the snow for 3 days. And then it's like, see, now you're back. And that's like the ending where you're like free again, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And then, you know, I found a couple of those. I definitely didn't go through all of the possible endings. I'm kind of flipping through them now. I'm basically cheating.
So many ways to die.
Oh, I found one with a shark. There is one. There's literally a shark. No, with a shark, you're not become. Oh, you are a shark. Yes.
Oh, there that's, is, that's you the real can, good ending.
You can become a shark. See?
There you go. You got to earn it, though. You got
to
make your way through.
Yeah, I have no idea how to get there. It is not that far into it.
But the placement in the book doesn't matter because they make you jump all around.
No. True. Yeah, I thought just trying to pick whatever the later number is would get you close to, quote unquote, the ending. No,
that's how they get you. That's how they get you.
It's a rookie movie.
It isn't. Yep. Definitely. I remember when I was in probably elementary school, a friend of mine had a Choose Your Own Adventure book, but it was one
you are Gilgamesh.
Actually,
Choose Your Own Adventure Canterbury Tales. You are the wife of Bath.
What I meant was, I think it was a Choose Your Own Adventure book, but at the bottom of every page had a picture of like two dice, but it would be random on every page, and it would have you actually quote unquote roll, where you would like do a flip through the pages, and then you would pick, you would end up with a random number. It's like, oh, if you rolled higher than 7, go to this page, and if you rolled lower than 7, go to this page.
You Are a Degenerate Gambler was the name of that one. Everything is a craps game.
They all end in intervention.
Or you're getting beaten to death by a bookie.
So yeah, I definitely didn't try and explore all of the possible things, but I did go through a bunch of them. And they were okay. And then I did find one where you basically escape and are free. So I thought that was like, that was the coolest ending I found, or at least that's where you like win, if you know what I mean. You don't just die, or you don't just like live the rest of your life as a wallaby or, you know, whatever animal.
You're a shark. No, you're a human, but everyone else on Earth is a shark.
It's very Twilight Zone.
I was disappointed.
There's an ending where you end up back at the beginning and you end up back as a shark, and you're thinking, thank God I hated being a human. I'm glad I'm a shark again. I should really stay away from monks.
I was very disappointed. I gave this 2 stars because I was never a shark.
I was never a shark, but that's because I died very quickly.
But like, you should have started as a shark. I was really hoping you would just fucking eat things.
I chose Lord of the Sea to become a shark, and I was not.
I chose the air. I was like, freaking, let's see you make me a shark. And the book was like, I won't. So, and then
you
I was
are a
really
shark
upset.
Coming to Earth after
you
fell
are
out of the
a
plane.
Shark. You are a Sharknado. If you choose man. The air,
that would have been awesome.
You're the hive mind of a Sharknado. Yes.
Oh my God, I have not thought about Sharknado in a while. Nate, have you seen that? Did you watch that piece of shit?
I have not seen it, but I've definitely heard about.
There's
it.
There's like three of them, right? There's a bunch of those.
Oh, there's more than that, I think. Maybe I'm making that up, though.
I imagine with AI now, it takes 30 minutes to make a 2-hour Sharknado film. Like there wasn't much effort when it was humans.
Oh, my God. There are 6 that is, Sharknados.
That is too many.
That is at least 5.5
too many.
Many
Sharknados, yeah.
There's one every year for 6 years.
The only thing that could stop them was COVID.
Oh, the 7th one is on the way.
Sharknado.
Sharknado 6 ended with Finn Shepard destroying the final Time-nado by sacrificing himself and a robotic version of April, stitching time back together to create a new Sharknado-free timeline. Okay, they really, would you say jump the shark?
Isn't this basically the same thing that's happened in the Fast and Furious films? They're like driving cars in space.
They haven't drone a Hyundai Elantra through time yet, so I think we're okay.
Paul Walker tried, Jimmy. He tried.
He tried because
I think that tree is time, a gateway.
He can find an even younger wife.
So
you guys know about that? How he only goes out with 16-year-olds?
Paul Walker, the dead guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he doesn't do any of that anymore.
He doesn't do it anymore, but his wife was 16 when they met. He was in his mid-30s. And it's like, oh, that's a one-time thing. But his girlfriend before that was also 16.
But he was in his early 30s for that one.
Yeah, so it's okay. Only twice.
It was different.
Age. When he picked her up at high school, it was totally fine.
When he just had his vroom vroom car and he put on the nitro to pick her up. At least he had the decency to not write 12 million emails about it to people that we could read about it now.
No, he was just banging kids on his own time.
Well, they grow up so fast, so furious.
That's why he's furious.
Too fast, too furious, some would say.
Yeah.
So, speaking of furious, this book was terrible. And it was over fast, though.
It would have been okay if I got to be a shark more.
I had an idea reading this. We should make our own. It would take 5 minutes. But it should be, you go to Taco Bell. And that's the thing. And it's just like the bad choices you can make at Taco Bell. And they all lead to the same place of you having bloody diarrhea. I think it could be an amusing book.
It.
Message us if you want that book, and I will ask ChatGPT to write it for you. But I feel like that could be amusing. Or they, imagine, like, I almost picked, for my pick there is like, you know, remember we read, like, did we read The Haunted Vagina? We talked about that book at one point.
I think we did.
That guy wrote a Choose Your Own Adventure book, and it's called, like, Ocean of Lard or something disgusting like that. And I almost picked that. And I thought, how great would it be if they're like really fucked up choose your own adventure books? Like, you are a racist.
Oh,
like,
Jesus.
You are diddled. You're like, oh no. It's like, can you keep a secret? Turn to page 52. Or like, those, that could be a really.
You are present at the killing fields.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You are just following orders.
I'm sure those exist.
You could only buy them at gun shows.
Oh, yeah.
There are no choices. You just follow orders.
It's always from one perspective, though.
You are a race traitor. I don't know. There could be a market for fucked up choose your own adventure books. It could help people with empathy. What's it like to be a Klansman? Oh, I know.
Just ask my dad. Well, we weren't sharks, but it could have been worse.
So I felt like, here's what I thought actually reading the other one first and then this one. It's like, there's no, like, it doesn't give you a good, like, hint about what the right thing to do is. Or more like, also, it's sort of like, what if it was a bit of a mystery and you actually had to, like, try a bunch of different things, but there were, like, clues you were supposed to look for. That would actually point you to the right way. But there's none of that.
No.
It's just kind of like you pick a choice and then a random thing happens and then it works out for you or it doesn't.
Yeah.
And there's no, the thing is when you're reading a book or you're reading a mystery novel, you're looking for the clues. You're trying to solve the mystery in your head, even though you kind of never can because it's never who you think it is. Sometimes you can, but there would be at least be something to that. You're like trying to figure out the puzzle, but this isn't a puzzle. It's just like you're just making random choices.
Yeah, there's nothing to solve. There's no way to win. You're just experiencing it.
I thought because the first one I read was Cave of Time, which was book one, and this was book like 45 or something like that. I thought maybe they got a little more involved. I was like, oh, wow, this book's really deep. We must break the cycle of samsara. like, how do I end suffering as a shark? Because you're like, there's a monk, and he's like, you have to go live as different things. I was like, this is a book about enlightenment. That's really heavy.
Complete ego death.
It didn't matter at all. But I really hope, I thought that's where it was going at first when, you know, this cartoon monk who kind of looks like David Carradine shows up. Mm. Like, you must choose if you are master of the land, the sea, or of choking yourself while you masturbate.
Well, he clearly didn't master that.
No, he didn't.
So, it was dumb. It was very, very dumb. I feel like these books took... How long does it take to read one? An hour? It took 40 minutes to write.
Oh, it takes 8 minutes to read.
Well, to write all the endings. And then to, like, count up how many pages they're on.
Also, big pictures on a lot of them.
But you know what?
Well, they're kids' books.
They were kids' books, but they were fun reading them as a kid. You'd get to the end and you'd be disappointed or annoyed and you'd go back... They made kids read, and they made you think about what you were reading.
Like, would you hold your finger at the page you were turned from, so absolutely. If you fucked up, you could just go back? Yeah.
All the time.
It's hard to do that on a PDF, I gotta say.
That's when I did, because I read two of them I read as EPUBs, so they were like formatted, so I could just click. The one I read as a PDF, I just chose whatever required me to skip the fewest pages. So I didn't want to swipe that much. Like, yeah, that's probably fine.
Going for ease of use.
But yeah, this one was dumb. Something tells me we will do more of these in the future. So then we'll read
you are the same ones.
The same ones, just read them.
You get different endings.
Still not do a shark.
Do I get to count it as a reread on my Goodreads?
Yes.
You actually you read 23 books this week, Nate.
Yeah, basically.
Nate completed his reading challenge for the year.
Maybe the listeners can recommend some to us for next year.
Yeah. They're fun to talk about because they're dumb.
They're real fun to read in 6 minutes and be done. That's awesome. Because we chose to not read the whole book. We just get one plot.
That would be too difficult to discuss. You know, there's no plot. You gotta have one plot each.
So stupid. This is as dumb as the origami books.
No.
Well, why don't you choose to tell us what you thought? Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
Choose to support the podcast at patreon.com or turn to page 58 to leave us a review wherever you're listening.
And Goodreads is also on a different page. I don't know which one, though. Just like
a web page.
And check out the Hopped Up Network. Check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.